Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
And welcome to Smooth and Drama
with your host Dick Hugger in
What a Pecan
in the house.
In the house of the studio.
I got my Comic Con gear on.
Comic Con.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're streaming live. I'm trying to record this shit and everything happening.
Well, it's been an interesting weekend, whatnot.
Ooh,
you know how, that's how that works.
That's fine. I'm gonna do it today.
There's a lot of interesting stuff. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist guy. I'm in racial rehab. I got a few things out there. First and foremost, the conspiracy theory guy in me. They are announcing that right here in La Jolla, California, there's a,
okay.
I guess technically they think they're a city. San Diego. Right here in San Diego. They did the announcement. You know, they've been doing an experiment where they go like body parts on mice. Whatever. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
Anyway, they grow like ears and stuff on mice. They sterilize the mice, of course. They grow ears.
Wherever they are.
Body parts. They grow it on the outside.
Can you imagine if we were born and our arms like on our back? If one of our arms is on the back.
Well, I'm sure that's happening.
But I mean, as normal human beings, when we come out, you know, we think we're built, you know. Some people aren't built
anatomically correct.
Anatomically, I'm sorry.
My theory is this. See, you know how they've been doing the cloning and whatnot. My theory is there are people who are trying to live forever, basically. But see, when you're talking about one, you're growing body parts on rats, whatnot. Well, no, think about it. I mean, if you have bad ears and whatnot, you grow some new ears on a rat, and then you can, because you take your DNA.
You mean we can get body part replacements, like
pretty
on
much.
An automobile?
Yeah, well,
can I put into that?
Don't we do heart transplants all the time?
Right.
We do kidney transplants.
So, where do I sign up to get new body parts?
Well, you probably going to have a few more zeros behind your ones and twos before you can get in that line.
Probably not even have any ones and twos, little zeros go behind. Shit. Come on, now. Putting zeros behind zeros,
Yeah, I know, but that's why you have one,
two, but I have one,
two,
three,
and
four.
Yeah, I know, me too.
You don't
take
the seven.
See, what I'm saying is, you've got clones and whatnot, and I'm of the
belief. They cloned sheep, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been cloning
England?
Sheep and all this other stuff. And some folks ask, why would you clone when you could just buy another one? And what they're doing, basically, cloning sheep is more like the test drive before you clone humans.
And why did they pick sheep to do that?
Well, you always...
Why didn't they pick pigs? If they can do all these experiments on pigs and say that it's most like a human to replicate what it would do to a human, why can't they clone pigs instead of sheep?
Pigs are actually filthy animals.
So are sheep.
Okay, but they're...
Well, when was the last time you saw a sheep take a bath?
I don't know. But when was the last time you heard about a human, a farmer or whatnot, jumping on a pig trying to get some? Yeah,
why
was about
sheep? I've never heard about sheep.
Anyway, moving back along.
What have you been listening to?
Man, that's the old one. Where have you been?
Now, I know about donkeys, but I don't know about sheep.
No. There were allegedly.
Oh, shit.
We got to bring allegedly out. Allegedly, there are some farmers and whatnot who like having sexual intercourse with sheep.
Why? Did they say why? I want to feel good.
I don't know.
Having sex with a real woman
or a man. Hey, I don't know, man. I mean, if you go, as a matter of fact, when I was in Vegas, I was at the Erotic Museum.
Yeah.
And we had, there was a whole line of, dildos, whatnot, artificial pussies, and they had butts and all that other stuff. And just like, they have the dolls. People, they like
dolls
and refer to the humans because you don't have to necessarily deal with the human attitude, I guess.
The human attitude?
Yes. But isn't that one of the reasons why women prefer the dildos and whatnot?
I don't know what women you're talking into.
Well, I'm saying
I don't.
Well, for those out there listening.
No, wait. I didn't mean to say I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Well,
we'll put emphasis on that.
Butter doesn't use performing enhancing instruments.
No.
Yeah, I mean, how baseball they had the performance enhancing drugs. I guess a politically correct way of saying the dildo or whatnot is a performing enhancing.
Performance. That makes me think of like extends or what's that other one? The male enhancement drug.
Man, there's about 95 of them.
I don't know. All I know is I see those damn extends commercials. And
man, they got extends. They got extends at the corner stores, at the groceries, the little gas stations and whatnot.
You go in
and get some water, some juice, chips, or whatever, and there's
some
extends. It's on
one
at
pill,
the corner.
Or
it's in a pack.
How long are you in a pack?
I don't know. Right?
Okay. Well, we didn't announce it today's show that we have a guest. Her name is, and I hope I'm saying this right, Black Betty from New York.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about what she does
burlesque,
and just get clarification of what that really means. It doesn't mean, it's not a prostitute. We know that. So we're going to go ahead and give her a call because she is on East Coast time, which is, late.
New Year's Eve.
Let's. So we're going to pull her into this call. Hopefully I do this correctly.
And if you got any questions for Black Betty, the burlesque dancer, please break us off a call at 646-929-2037.
Are you trying to sound all... I don't know
the
deal with that.
I don't know what you were trying to do with the microphone. I was getting intimate.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Are we speaking with Black Betty?
This is she.
Well, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Yes, welcome to Smooth.
Hi. Thank you. Glad to be here.
How's it going?
It's good. Trying to drink some coffee to keep myself up.
we gonna try to keep
you
up.
Viv here will keep you up.
Yes. Now, I was going first. I wanted to make a comment. You know, when I saw you, I checked you out, whatnot. I saw your picture and whatnot, and I was mad at the internet because, you know, we got TV and we got HD on TV. You made me say we need HD on the internet.
Oh my God!
I am definition.
So you like the?
Yeah. You want some high definition?
I'm just saying. I used to argue against high definition with
saw her picture on the internet.
Yes.
It's coming.
You need high definition. I mean, because you know, high definition, you get the pimples.
Miss Betty, you can send some pictures to Mr. Hugger.
Yes, you can.
At dick@smoothdrama.com.
Dick@smoothdrama.com.
With emphasis on Dick.
Yes.
At smoothdrama.com. He
great
will
emphasis.
Be happy. Now, you know, he would love even more if you bought a Smooth Drama thong and sent him you in a Smooth Drama thong.
Well, you in the thong is
wait, I'm confused. You want me to put it on and then send it or take a picture in it? I'm confused. Can you can you elaborate, please?
Pretty, he'll take both.
It's all good. I'll just take the whole. Well.
All right, wait, Kevin. I was like, where's she going with it?
All right. I wanted to ask you, what's the difference between a burlesque dancer and a stripper?
Okay, that is a wonderful, wonderful question to ask because America wants to know. Now, and so does my father. So let me see this. It's a big difference. The best analogy I can give is the difference between naughty and nasty.
Naughty
and nasty. They're in the same family, but naughty is the one that comes to the table with a nice white frilly shirt on and, you know, a cute little mini skirt. But nasty comes to the table with, like, a whip and some vinyl thongs that are in a really loud color. Not saying that that's what strippers wear, but that's the difference. It's the difference of taste.
Oh, okay. So strippers are considered nasty, and burlesque are naughty.
And I don't want to call strippers nasty, but it's a burlesque is, I think it's a more sophisticated artistic form of sensual expression.
Oh.
It's more the tease. It's you're teasing, you're not really taking off, and, you know, most of the times you don't really get completely nude. You tease and, you know, you cover, you know, your breasts, you cover your nipples with your, can I say nipples on the radio?
You can say whatever
you
want. You
can say nipples, you can say titty, ass, vagina, whatever.
Oh, wonderful.
Can I work out then?
I mean, you wasn't, well.
She was being classy about it.
Yeah, I know she was being, you keep on being classy. You go ahead. Keep telling us the difference between burlesque and, because I'm somewhere else. Go ahead.
Keep still back on the picture.
I want to add something else. Now, this is another very important distinction. Burlesque also has historically been used to convey, like, a social message. So you're not just, you know, displaying your body, but you're doing it for a social cause. Or you're doing it as a satire, like to express something that's really important for humanity.
Mm. What you do is good for humanity.
Now, do you have to go to training for that?
Well, you don't have to, but I mean, usually burlesque dancers are women who have training in musical theater, singing and dancing and acting, and who are dancers. There are some, I know a couple that were strippers, and then they changed to burlesque performers.
Wow. Now, I don't think we have burlesque dancers here in Canada.
I mean, the only burlesque dancing that I've seen was on the episode of Real Sex, where they were down in Louisiana.
Mm.
And they were doing that. It was a show. They have the elaborate dance routines, whatnot. And that's what I was going to ask you. What kind of routines, is it themed? I mean, do y'all practice choreograph all together, like theme shows, whatnot? How do you do that?
Well, it depends on the show. Now, I usually do it solo. Like, I usually have my show solo. So I do my choreography. Sometimes I get help with choreography. And then there are other times where I've seen troops. Sometimes they're troops of burlesque dancers, kind of like the Pussycat Dolls, and they will do dances together. And that requires choreography, that requires rehearsal, and like a real production. So
I want to
not have a work.
What did you say? I wanted to do the documentary.
He wants to come in with the
camera. You should come to New York and do the documentary. You can follow me around.
I can do that.
Now, where would we come? Where would he go to see the show?
He can come to see the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where would I check you out?
Well, I am developing right now a show to do at this little lounge called The Velvet Lounge. It's a sort of a new place. It's in Williamsburg, which is kind of like a very hip, artistic, it's not really suburbs. It's a part of Brooklyn, Williamsburg. So I will be there. It's actually right next door to the famous steakhouse, Peter Luger's. I should be there in September. I'm developing. It's called, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cigar. It's called Black Betty Smoking Cigar Burlesque.
Oh.
So okay. I'll be doing dances with cigars.
Dances with cigars.
Wow.
And on cigars.
On cigars.
Yeah. On cigars.
But
I can play a cigar. Oh.
Anyway. Really? Maybe for one of the shows you can come over and you can play the cigar.
Uh-oh.
And then I can dance. I'll dance on you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. You come to New York.
It'll be...
We got to get right.
Absolutely.
So, how did you get started? When did you know you wanted to be a burlesque dancer?
Well, you know what? It was a wonderful revelation, and it happened after. I think it all happened after Katrina. Now, I've always enjoyed my sensuality. So it was, and I've always enjoyed it more than just doing a straight play or just doing other people's stuff. I always enjoy, you know, making little naughty jokes and, you know, flirting and teasing. For me, it's life affirming for me. I think it's so fun. I think people should do it more often. But when Katrina came up, there were so many things I wanted to say about New Orleans and about the politics and about the little kind of idiosyncrasies with, you know, the black people in New Orleans. And I found a cute, sexy way to say that. And burlesque seemed like the perfect medium for that whole thing because I'm not didactic. I'm not preachy. I'm not bad at all, but you know, there's a way to make a statement in a fun, sexy way. And that's what I love about burlesque.
All right.
Wow. Dick is just agreeing with you up and down.
Yeah. So when did you get started?
When am I going to get started?
No, I said, when did you get started?
How many years ago?
Oh, you know what? I premiered that particular piece in 2005. And I don't know if you know, there was a, do you know Mums? He used to play on Oz. He's an actor, he's a poet, and he used to play on Oz. He was helping me produce it. Yes, he was really very supportive. And then I did it a little bit in 2006. And then I went off to Paris to do a show there, this Josephine Baker-inspired show. And I kind of haven't really picked it up since I've been back. But I would like to pick up that piece. It's called The Dirty South Review.
The Dirty South Review. All right, well.
The Dirty South Review.
Coincidentally, I'm actually from the South, New Orleans. And a lot of my people were actually caught up in Katrina.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there is some serious crazy stuff going down.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, goodness. When I live in my family house is in the 9th Ward, and I went back for July 4th, and, you know, I was hanging by the Essence Festival, like by the convention center for the first couple of days, and then when I went home, I was like, oh, goodness, it looks like the hurricane just came in.
Right.
So
yeah, they
nothing much has been done.
Yeah, they've done nothing.
Yeah, I think
the dome and the French Quarter.
Yeah, the French Quarter looks wonderful. The Superdome, in you know, immaculate. And I go back to where I live, and it's like, you know, crawfish swimming around, and it's crazy looking.
Yeah.
It is not sexy at all.
There's nothing sexy going on down there right now.
It is not sexy.
Well, yeah, but it still would help to fix the city.
Yeah.
You can bring in more money because people would come.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
So what does I know you said that you do this show by yourself on your own. What does a whole burlesque show consist of? Like, I come to your show, what should I expect to happen? I know you're doing the cigars and whatnot. You already made my hair. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness. Now, the cigar show is, okay, I'll give you a little preview.
Hey.
I have found a wonderful drummer. He is an expert on Afro-Cuban music. I have to admit, he was a little weary of the burlesque thing. He thinks I'm going to dress him up in a Speedo. And I will call him out, Rodney Umara. He's a fabulous percussionist, and he's like an expert, but yeah, I've had to kind of pull him along. But he's going to be playing, okay, and I'm going to start off dancing on the cigar.
Mm.
And to the drum beats, and I'm basically going to be introducing why cigars are so sexy to people and why the culture is sexy. And I'll probably be like in a slinky dress, and then by the end of the number, like, I'll be either singing or speaking a bit about the history. And by the end of the number, when the drums get more lively, I probably would have stripped down to a cute little negligee or something like that.
That's my facade. Keep going. Okay.
Oh, and if you're in the audience or if some cooperating gentleman is in the audience, I will ask him. I'm going to have a big papier-mâché cigar, and that's what I'm going to be sitting on and dancing on. And I will ask you to come and light the cigar to signal the beginning of the show.
With a real match?
Yes. Well, okay. Yeah, we're going to try to make... Well, it's either going to be a real match or some kind of symbol of you lighting it. But because I don't want to burn up or anything.
Yeah. No, sure, yeah. No.
This isn't Broadway yet. So.
Yeah.
Can't have no pyrotechnics. It's kind of cold off.
So, I'm going to ask, you do any online streaming shows or whatever?
Uh-oh.
Do I do any what?
You have any online streaming shows?
Oh, you know what? Our friend Harold was suggesting that to me, but at this point I don't.
Uh-oh.
I don't have anything, but I should. I think actually I might. When I do the show, I might try to stream it live somewhere.
That would be a great idea.
Really?
Really?
Cool. Oh, you have an avid watcher right
now,
here.
I'm just saying, and if Mr. if H Dub is out there listening, we need internet HD.
And start with
you
this show.
So sweet. Yeah.
I mean, because I want to see the pimples.
Oh.
Oh, so sweet, God. Mr. Dick. Oh, Senor Dick, put your seat.
Dick is a fan. Instant
fan. I'm a fan of HB on the internet.
Wonderful.
Start a petition.
That's what I'm going to do.
We're going to start a petition so that we can get HD on the internet, and we'll start with your show.
Matter of fact,
okay.
If we can even get a 2-5-minute video from you, we will play that on drama every day for most of the day.
Oh, my God.
And
it'll play on Dick's laptop every day.
I mean, it would be something that will get me motivated for the day.
You see, that is one of my whole points about my brand. I feel that sensual energy can motivate us all.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
yes.
The biggest motivator.
You're talking to two scorpions here.
Yes, I'm motivated every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day, all day.
No problem with motivation.
Every day. Not every day. Every day.
Every day.
All right. So you're at the Velvet Lounge. Where can we find you if we wanted to, you know, for the listeners out there, if we wanted to see you online, where could we, you know, email you, see pictures, whatnot?
Your website, anything like that?
Yes, I have blackbettylive.com will be coming soon. It's just not up yet. In the meantime, you can go to Facebook and I guess Google Black Betty and join my fan page, and you can see my pictures. You can also go to my other website, bringsexyback.org.
Okay, bring it back.
Bringsexyback.org.
Bringsexyback.org. I have some pictures up there. And you can also read my philosophy about why sexy is so important to all of our lives.
Well, explain it to us. Why is sexy so important in all our lives?
We're listening.
Can I really explain?
Really explain it. You don't have to hold nothing back.
You
ain't got to hold shit back. Ooh, drama.
Okay, because I get really excited when I start talking about this.
Me too.
Now, okay, this is, it's very scientific. Okay, sexy is for me, I believe sexy is sensual life energy. And I'm going to have some seminars about it soon coming up on my website. And sensual life energy is that tingly feeling inside of our butts that happens when we get excited, that happens when we have an orgasm, that happens when we eat some really good food. You know, when we get excited, that's the energy. And I am proposing that if we live consciously off of that energy on a daily, moment-to-moment basis, we will have an exponentially better life experience.
You are making Dick
not. I mean, no, actually, you know, I believe it. I mean, I've said it forever and day. I mean, there's
Dick is hot.
No, I'm a proponent I mean, I'm a proponent of more sex in the world. I believe
nonstop sex.
No, I'm saying sex and sensual pleasures, whatnot. If you're doing that, more than likely,
really?
you won't be out there doing drive-by shooting.
Right.
You won't be doing terrorism because
right.
I'm not blowing myself up because.
We all know why.
You're
already blown up. Yes,
exactly.
You are blown up. If you are on fire on the inside, you do not have to fire up somebody else.
Exactly.
Philosophy.
Well, you're thinking about when can I get back to being on fire, as opposed to I'm going to go and get somebody. I mean, it's a simple thing. It's a simple concept. Make love,
not war.
When
you have your seminar, he'll be the first one to sign up.
They are signing up. You let me know.
I'm so excited.
When seminar is, and
we'll fill up the room for you.
We will fill up the room. You do it online seminar.
Yes.
I'm
gonna do something.
We bring in the drama.
Oh,
yes. I'd love to do that.
Well, that's not
so please let us go.
We're gonna push for that HD internet.
Yes.
If I have to create it myself.
Oh Lord.
What HD.
Well, you'll have to talk to H-Dub about that and see if he can push that one along.
Yes.
Have yours be the example.
Exactly. We can get some Black Betty Beta.
Yes.
There we go.
That's right. Black Betty
Beta. Well, he came up a little funny there.
Yes.
Sometimes he good. Sometimes he good.
All right, so you got any shows coming up?
Well, I just finished a show. I was featured in Melvin Van Peebles' one-man show, and that is over now. And the show that I have coming up is probably going to be the burlesque, because I'm going to be in the studio doing a new album, or actually a debut album that I'm going to really try to push. And so I'm doing a lot of kind of preparation stuff. But in September, you'll probably see some live performances.
Are you a singer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So,
you
want to drop a verse on?
Sure. Since I go by Black Betty, and to those of you who are wondering, I got that name when I was in Paris, and people were like, oh, you remind me of the Black Betty book. So I came back, and I was like, oh, I'll be Black Betty. So I will sing the famous Black Betty, the famous Betty Boop song, I Wanna Be Loved By You.
Okay.
I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone, poo-poo-pee-doo. I wanna be kissed by you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I could end the spire to air missing higher than to fill with desire to make you my own. But I put a boo-bee-doo. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
One.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm having the fan dick cut off here.
Yeah.
He's overheating over here.
I was hot, so I got this. Extra hot now.
Yeah. He was looking at the pictures before he got here, and he was hot, so.
Yeah, it's nice pictures. They're very artistic.
Thank you.
Very artistic.
Definitely, everyone, go to bringsexyback.org
yes.
to check out pictures.
A sexy guide to living.
A Sexy Guide. Ooh.
Sexy
Guide in Living.
Yes.
Guide in Living.
Hmm.
I can deal with that.
I'm sure you can. You want to be on that site and, you know.
I might peruse it.
Peruse it.
I might.
Yeah.
I might stop by for, you know, some minutes.
Really? To the website or to my gig? To the live performance or to the website?
Both.
Well, I hope you come to one of them, because good dick is hard to find.
Yes. And
the good dick.
I'm not going to say it. Damn that one. You are leaving yourself wide open.
Okay, well, actually, we have a question from Little Magnus, who is asking, where are your pics on the website?
Oh, where are my pics? They should be on Facebook. I have some on MySpace. MySpace.com/TheRealBlackBetty. And for now, on Facebook, on my fan page, which I don't know the URL for, you know, like the URL that's really easy so people can find you. I don't know that one yet. But
so they can search for Black Betty?
Yes, it's real easy.
Yep, just put in search for Black Betty, and there'll be like a couple of Black Bettys that come up, but you'll know which one it is. It's me. I think I'm kneeling on a bed, and I'm looking back. And I have on a little black leotard thing. A thong leotard.
A couple times.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you guys like my thong?
We did.
And actually, one of our bloggers praised you by saying your singing voice is much bigger than your personality voice.
Oh, wow, thank you. I thought he was going to say my singing voice was bigger than my personality. No. Okay.
You're pretty even on that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was a nice song. I mean, really. Wow.
Thank you.
And, of course, when you, of course, released that single and that video.
Video is important to Dick.
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
You know,
Dick's
gonna check out the video.
No,
you have a nice voice.
Dick
want to
be on that video.
You're very appealing to the eye. You're not hard to look at.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You know, as someone that's real easy to look at. You know, I think that a video would be very appealing because it would
there
be you being very easy to look at for an extended amount of time.
And Dick would push that video.
Would you push it, Dick? Please push it, Dick.
Yes.
Please push it. I would love it if you pushed it.
You need help editing? I got you.
He'll take pictures that you don't want, and he will keep them for you.
Video.
Okay, and the parts that, you know, when you edit, you take out certain things. What are you going to do with those things?
Exactly. I'll give it to Dick.
Give it to Dick, Betty.
I'll give it to Dick. Will you take it if I give it to you?
What's her name, Dick?
You're going a little too far. Now, me, I'm a proponent for women. I'm on the show. I'm a proponent.
Okay.
I'm a proponent for women. I'm on the show. I've said publicly women are stronger sex. I'm a champion for women's rights. I'm out there. And just this week, a woman was flogged, was charged to be flogged 46 in
what? Well, having a beer.
No, it wasn't the beer.
Oh, what was?
That was last week. This time, this woman had on pants. They said she had on pants, and they were too revealing.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I
hate when we are asking pants to be revealing.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you, how do you, because I'm sure in your line of work, you get a few people who may say that you're being disrespectful. You may Bible thumpers that like, oh, you need Jesus. And
yes, oh my God. Well, I remember, well, not very well. I mean, I'm getting better. But I remember, you know, I call myself having a Napoleon complex because I'm a petite woman. And, you know, when people are petite, they end up being a little more fiery than normal people. And so I remember I don't even think he would have his right mind on. But it was this old man in New Orleans, and I was walking down. I had one of my little skirts on. He was like, "Sweet Jesus. You need Jesus." I was like, "No, you need Jesus." And I went up to him and started. And I probably shouldn't have done that. But I've learned to not do that.
You went up to him and did what? What did
you do?
Well, I went up to him and I was like, "No, you need Jesus." And that's not what, you know, that's not what love is about. And, you know, if you have, you know, I kind of got crazy on him. And then I just walked away. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I did go up to him and recant. And then I was walking to the subway here a couple of years ago, and this man was screaming at me, and I said something back, and he shut up. So.
Well, he was screaming at you. Why?
Well, I had actually I was on my way to perform a burlesque number, and I had on a little corset and a little short black skirt with fishnets and high heels. And, you know, normally I guess somebody wouldn't wear that on a subway in New York, but I'd always celebrate that. They feel like, oh, you're not supposed to, you know, you're supposed to wear something else and change once you get there. Or, you know, people.
A turtleneck and the big sweat.
Yes.
That's
unappealing. Very
unappealing. I'm just saying, just against the people who want to wear their turtlenecks and big sweats in public.
Unappealing.
For both men and women. Yeah, I'm thinking the shorts, the mini skirt.
For women.
I'm good with that.
Well, me
too. They wear kilts.
Yeah, so. But you said mini skirt, so please don't put a man in the middle.
I guess it depends on the man.
Please, don't put a man in a mini skirt.
Let me just clarify something here. This is Miss It's Raining Men is my favorite.
But I never said,
here.
No, you could put him in a thong or a mesh thong. Don't put him in no damn mini skirt.
Mesh thong.
Yeah, they sell those.
Yeah, that just sounds painful.
It's not like they're going to have it on for very long, but okay.
You got to put it on.
I don't want to put it on.
Yeah, it's great.
I could care less. It just feels like
right. Yeah, you'd be able to perform after having the damn mesh song on.
Well, no, have you tried it?
Not going to. I just think of being caught in the zipper. Yeah.
Well, that's why you wear underwear for, isn't it?
What is the mesh song?
You don't wear the mesh song underneath your mesh song is just for special occasions. Special occasions.
Anyway. We go move on from mesh thong.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a bunch
of. You squirm it over here with your feet as soon as I said it.
Yeah, I can't see that.
You're not supposed to. Don't try and visualize.
I'm not. It's not.
Don't put it in your head. It should be in my head, not your head.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we're moving on, Betty. So, wow. So you, you broke my chain. I'm sorry.
So, do you normally wear mini skirts when you go out?
What did you say? But it's a kind in here.
Do you normally wear mini skirts when you go out, or is that just when?
I do, you know, and I've been doing that since I was 11.
Oh.
I've just been dressing like that forever. That's just who I am. And, you know, New York, I've noticed New Yorkers are a little, I guess they're more reserved. I don't know if reserved is the word, but they're not
used to it. Oh, no, no, not New York.
I don't know. You know what? I think it's Harlem.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
Harlem.
The other way around.
I think Californians are reserved.
No, California.
Really?
But not New York's not reserved.
I think Kansas and Nebraska.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm thinking Midwestern reserved state. There. Yeah.
Okay.
On the coast that they're reserved in any way, shape, or fashion. It's just, well, go ahead.
Let me change that. The Harlem. Okay, and this is another subject too. I noticed that African Americans sometimes are a little more reserved. It's a little bit more of an anomaly for somebody to be walking down the street with a miniskirt on Harlem than it is on the Lower East Side.
What? They don't wear miniskirts in Harlem?
No, well, not really. I know it's hard to believe, but no.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
You're not going to Harlem.
Go ahead, go, baby.
I don't know. The Harlem.
What the hell? They were doing the Harlem shakes in the long dresses?
Look, they were fooling y'all because, you know, I get a lot of looks. Like, I know it's gotten a little better, but. You know, I would get a lot of looks walking down the street with some shorts on because we tend to be, you know, a little more reserved, you know.
What?
Very, very reserved. I mean, it's getting a little better now, but, you know, I stand out when I wear that. You'll stand out if you're wearing, like, a mini skirt. But if you're on the lower East Side or downtown, it's a little different.
Where you live in Harlem, they don't wear mini skirts and they put on shorts.
Well, yeah, or maybe it's just me. I don't know, because they look at me, you know,
Now, I'm going to make a personal observation here.
Uh-oh.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to believe that those are just people that feel like they have no chance with you, so they're mad at you because you couldn't give them time of day.
Time of day.
Because
jealousy, maybe?
I can't see, like, well, I just don't see it.
I know. And
the fact that they don't wear shorts, maybe they don't wear shorts because of you, Betty.
No, I've never thought about that.
You make them look so bad when they put their shorts on. They're like, shit, why? Even Bubba. If I wear mine, Betty wear hers, and I'm just what? I don't know
what it is, Mr. Hugger. I don't know what it is, but I do feel a little tension when I'm, you know, wearing my little shorts. I do.
We wear shorts here.
We need to strut that stuff.
You need to come to Cali, because in Cali, we wear shorts.
And remember,
yes.
Jake will be a cigar
man. All right. My homie Mongoose goes to the cigar bar all the time. So I was.
It's paradise. That sounds like paradise.
You should do a cigar bar tour.
You're a genius.
We're genius.
I'm just saying. I'm sure that every state has a cigar bar, whatnot.
That's a wonderful idea.
Giant cigars. Hey.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Oh, I'd love to do that. Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited.
We're doing the Black Betty cigar bar tour.
There you go.
Documentary.
Documentary.
Black Betty Uncut. Get real. We're going to do this real Betty.
And put it on HD internet.
Oh, my God. HD internet. That would be perfect. You guys are giving me such good ideas.
I'm going to guess that every time you do a show, HD is there anyway.
But if the real HD was there.
The real HD?
Well, I'm thinking she has real HD in every show that she does.
I think I get what you're saying. I get it. I like a lot of HD whenever I do a show. It means I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
It means I'm reaching the masses.
That's doing a very important public service.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you can bring people to the show and, you know.
All that sensual energy.
Sensual life energy.
There we go. Sensual life energy.
Now, see, you just have to. I think people don't get that. That interpretation when they think of, I mean, because like you say, you're a burlesque dancer, and there's a difference between the burlesque and the strippers. I think this is something that needs to be explained more to people, that, you know, you can do sensual dances and whatnot. And, I mean, because people don't look at belly dancers as illegitimate or anything like that, but belly dancers are basically shaking their ass.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That's a wonderful point.
You know, I think that, you know, you should be out there and
you should be on a movement to really push the difference between burlesque and strippers.
Right.
Yes.
And saying that, hey, look, I'm tasteful.
Classy.
I'm classy. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because dancing is not wrong.
No.
There's nothing wrong with dancing.
And just sometimes people do it with a little less clothes on.
Well, hey. It's,
or a little different type of clothes.
I mean, you're on the coast. You have a beach in New York. We have a beach in California. We got a few beaches. And people have basically no clothes on.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely. And there is a lot. I don't know if you guys are aware of it or the listeners. But in the city of New York, it is not against the law for a woman to go around the street topless.
Really?
Damn. You don't. They don't wear shorts. They don't wear mini skirts, but you can.
You can go topless. I think Dick can move to New York.
No. Yeah, I might.
No.
But, you know, not everybody should be showing me too.
Well, that's. Yeah, well, you know. They have to express themselves. People should be able to express themselves.
Oh, no, I'm all for self-expression.
Freely express themselves.
I mean, because, you know, out here, we've got a few nude beaches, whatnot.
We have nude resorts.
Oh, wow. Do you guys go, like, sometimes?
Next question.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yes, it is. They have, is it Black Beach?
Yes,
can
Black
you go
Beach,
here in California.
And then there's outside of Oceanside, is in between Los Angeles and San Diego. There's San Onofre Beach.
That's a North Beach?
Yes, there's a section on there where people are new.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know if I know there's a law where you can be topless in New York. Somehow I'm not thinking that you're walking down the street topless.
But you can if you wanted to.
Yes, you know, and if I want to do a Josephine Baker inspired, you know, dance, maybe I could do that in New York with the banana skirt and then the topless. That's how she got discovered in Paris. So That might be a good thing.
I'm sure she either got discovered in Indiana, Illinois,
Missouri.
You do in the banana skirt with the topless. You're discovered.
Do anything else. But that sounds
good. It was a lot of self-discovery.
Yeah, and a lot of HD.
With a lot of HD.
Now, I wanted to say before we get off, once again, yeah, that's bad. Tell people where they can reach Black Betty, internet as well as live and in person.
Wonderful. Okay. The best way to reach me, actually, I can give you my email, blackbettyinc@aol.com, which is for now where you can send me, you know, inquiries as to where I'm going to be next until my website gets up. And you can absolutely reach me at myspace.com/therealblackbetty. And you can reach me on Facebook on my fan page, which is Black Betty. And I'm the one kneeling on the bed with the thong,
yes,
bathing suit kind of thing on, looking over my shoulder.
I believe we're fans.
I think we're fans of yours.
Yeah.
We'll definitely push that.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, and bringsexyback.org.
Bringsexyback.org.
Yes. And also, if you want to hear about my crazy experiences in New York, I have a blog, too. It's theextrafiles.com.
The Extra Files?
Yes, The Extra Files, and the extra is spelled with an X. T-H-E-X-T-R-A-F-I-L-E-S, like The X-Files, but The Extra Files. And so a lot of my very intellectual writings about my crazy, extraordinary experiences being an extroverted artist in New York.
Okay. Well, you know, I like to blog every now and again, too. I write a little bit.
Now he'll blog harder now.
Craziness. Yeah, we might collaborate on the extroverted blog, too.
Oh,
great.
Yes.
Yeah. But,
we want to thank you for being on the show.
And anytime,
such a
bomb.
Anytime you want to come back.
You want to come back. So,
oh, that'd be wonderful. Enjoy.
Yeah. Please. You know,
when I get my,
I'm really interested in knowing, you know, the sensual life energy.
Yeah, it's wonderful. When I get my videos done and post them, I would definitely like to come back and tell you about that.
Oh, please.
And if I'm in here, we will put them up.
That would be awesome.
Get much watch.
They'll get much love from us.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I had a ball. It was so fun being on your show.
We're glad that you were able to come on the show and talk about the difference. I'm sure a lot of people learn the difference, and thank you so much. And you have open invitation anytime you want to come back on the show.
Thank you.
Our guest.
Good luck on your next show, and I'll be talking to you and looking for your online stuff. I'll be hitting you up.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Better Pecan. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
And have a poo-poopy-doo evening.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Good night. Good night.
Oh, cool.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
We're having a little technical difficulty. Look at six pinky strings.
It's just like this.
Oh, that's I love that.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.